Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
SansPants Radio, where the curtains don't match the drapes.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Hey everyone, SansPants Radio is part of Melbourne Fringe this year, and along with some of our other shows, we're going to be doing a live D&Ds for Nerds for one night only before we chuff on off to the UK. Just head on over to melbournefringe.com.au to grab your tickets. D&D is on the 23rd of September, and check out sanspantsradio.com/live for the dates and times of our other shows. Now, enjoy the show. Welcome to Chapter 13 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Once upon a time...
Any drain pipe? Like, up to the wind? I'm just, that's how I get down after sleeping with a man's wife.
There wouldn't be drainage pipes on a castle.
Oh, right, yeah, not fair.
We want to go in the ground floor, and then that way we make sure that there's nothing below us to chase us.
Yeah, let's go to the service entrance.
Sneaking up the back, yeah.
Right, sounds good.
Come on, tell Ian to stand and guard the door.
So Ian peels off, and he's just going to, like, skulk around the outside and give you guys a heads up if he sees anyone coming. The roar shakes the entire castle.
That'll be the dragon. There
and for
is.
A brief moment...
Good, dragons are here. Mm.
For a brief moment, the sounds of combat stop. You become ventilated.
What does that even mean?
Full of holes?
Full of holes, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Air holes.
Oh, air holes make you quicker.
Hey, yeah.
It's Sunday!
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's Sunday.
Oh, shit.
I'm angry now, and that was a bad idea, Shadow Bitch. Got my back to you and just looking horrified
at
my dead friend and my dying other friend.
Right, so those shadows were like fellas, what, are downstairs. So if we go downstairs, kill the other fellas, just in case there's any more shadow fellas. It's easier to kill a guy who's tied up and had his shadow talk than, like, a shadow.
You continue down deeper into the castle. At the bottom, you know that there's going to be a corridor with cells on either side of you. The cells would be filled with basically like political prisoners. People that Damian Eaton himself personally hated and wanted to imprison. So they wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have been like a town guard thing. It would have been like...
Yeah. These are probably good people.
How good are these people?
Let's find
What's
out.
How good?
How emaciated are they?
Oh, when... Oh,
would they be... would it be more of a distraction if we let them all go?
I see what you're saying. You get to the bottom, and as you're moving through the cells, you can see people hunched up. All of them are chained up to the walls. You know, your classic, like, dungeon sort of chains to the walls with their arms. They all look just awful and sickly. They look like they've been slowly starving for quite some time now. It's, like, got a very awful vibe to it. There's a lot, there's this awful stench, not just of, like, unwashed people, but people that have just kind of...
Like, they're basically dead, but
wasting
alive.
Away.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Gangrene.
It's
as
doing
well.
Them a. I would like turn to the lads. It's doing them a service, really. You know,
so these are the people. These are the. I don't know this, but.
There's
these
maybe
are the shadow people.
60 people here in total. As you shine your bullseye lantern over them, you curiously note that none of them cast shadows.
Right. So it's doing them a service, really. They're not in a good way.
Are any of them dead?
A couple of them are dead, yes.
One of them doesn't. Is one of them in half and one of them missing a head?
You look among them and, yeah, you see injuries identical to those that you inflicted on the shadows. A bunch of them are dead, like, just in other ways, like cuts, abrasions, attacks. You think maybe the shadows are fighting in the fight going on upstairs.
Yeah.
And some of them maybe appear dead at first, but when you get close to them, they make tiny
they
sounds.
They do that guy in Seven.
Yeah. It's basically like a room of that guy in Seven.
Yeah.
Well, my
so really, letting them out's going to be time consuming, and they're not going to be able to help us in any way, shape, or form. But they might cause a nuisance for Eden.
But they are innocent.
All of these people look like if you unchained them, they would just fall to the floor.
I reckon it's doing them a service.
Skin and bones.
So just if we kill them, if we kill them while their shadows have already been removed, will the shadows die?
Yes. They're tied inexplicably together, so anything that happens to one happens to the other.
But if we kill Eden, we maybe save these people that the shadows
I don't think you can reattach a shadow, Leo. Shadow.
Do we know your soul's missing?
A cleric of suitable... You both know a cleric of suitable power might be able to help them.
I think that's very wrong, Greg.
They're not dead.
Where are we finding a cleric of suitable power at this hour?
Losing your shadow weakens you, but it doesn't kill you. These people are weak because they've been kept down.
Yeah, and they're being tortured and all sorts of
I'm just going to start unpicking the lock. I don't think we...
You're going to unpick a lock of 60 people?
You're going to be here for hours.
You're going to be here for hours.
Like one big... Oh, then no.
No, there's lots of cells.
There's lots of cells.
Okay, yeah. Can we just... Let's just come back for...
So maybe like 10 cells, 6 people to a cell.
I'd like to turn to Periwinkle. If we leave this cell, right, you need to understand that every death of your men is on Leo here. Because he turned us away from ice and all these motherfuckers.
What if you had been captured by Eden? Your shadow would be attacking us.
Well, then if I died, that'd be nice, because this
then my shadow couldn't kill people anymore. If I wasn't, if my shadow had been ripped and was killing my kids, and saving my kids would be to kill me so my shadow couldn't kill my kids.
Well, I'm going to go through that door. You guys do what you need to do.
All right, then.
I'm going to leave and open.
Can I borrow...
You kind of need him to get... Oh, unless you have a ranged weapon that you don't worry about.
Did the guards have a ranged weapon? Like his mates?
Yeah, some of them would have had, like, crossbows and stuff.
I've got bees.
Oh, I'm just like, I thought you were a good person, Periwinkle. And
No. Don't you remember? I do bad things.
You do.
Hmm? I do bad things. For good reasons.
It's all much of a muchness, really.
Door onwards is locked. You'll have to pick the lock while they start killing.
That's fine.
Radio, I'll borrow a crossbow from one of the... Oh, you know what? They've got it.
Are my men okay with killing these people? I feel like they would be if they have the same values that I have.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Saturday and... Yeah, the two Thursdays start killing. Saturday seems to have lost his heart for it and hands his crossbow over to Pierce instead.
I'll begin killing. Go over there with bleeding heart, Leo, would you?
So I've got a longbow, so I could use that, or I could use one of my small bee canisters.
You could kill a bunch with one go in that.
I want to use one of my small bee canisters.
Small bee canister?
Yeah.
I'm not going to really roll for it. You throw it and you kill, like, of the 60 people, you kill maybe 10.
Easy.
I've got 4 of those canisters, so I use 2 of them.
All right, you kill 20.
Oh dear.
Great.
Me and the others will...
It's also a mercy.
Yeah. Well, right. Ultimately, you're doing
takes
the right thing.
Takes you half an hour to pick the lock, Leo. By the time you're done, they're done.
Yeah.
Got them all.
Door's open.
Don't look at me like that.
Door's open. I walk through.
Before he goes, I put my hand on his shoulder, and I just go... Man in glass castle shouldn't throw stones. And just keep going.
Could it?
All right. I'll hand my crossbow back to Majigama.
You move forward.
Saturday
right,
is
Saturday.
His name.
Yeah, right.
Piss.
You move forward through further dungeons. None of these inhabited. Some other like miscellaneous places as well. You move like at some point you're passing through an armory or stock where they keep
anything
weapons.
Good.
Just mundane stuff for the, like, guard within here. You guys all have equipment better than this. Maybe, like, Saturday stops and picks up, like, a newer greatsword, but it's not that much better than what he has. If it's, like, if his is 13 points of damage, the one he picks up is, like, 14 and a half points of damage.
Take them point and a half.
Yeah, look.
Might need it.
Nothing to bloody sneeze at.
Exactly. So the map we're looking at, are we close to the vault?
Yeah, you're getting quite close. There's going to be a security checkpoint. You're not sure who exactly is going to be manning a security checkpoint. It's just around a corner. So one of you is going to have to, like, duck your head.
Can we have a sneak around? Because if I can alter self look like Eaton, might make it easier for everyone.
I'll have a sneak look.
I don't think you should be doing any scouting because your eyes are compromised.
Yeah, right, he can. That's what I mean.
Leo, you duck around the corner. You see a, like, a barricade. Not a hastily constructed one, but, like, a properly... made one, like several different layers of protection, like places for crossbowmen to sit and defend against people coming down this corridor. The only thing you can see, though, on the floor are shredded bits of shadow.
Right. Can I just cast Detect Magic as well?
And beyond all this, you see the massive
So if we hadn't killed those people, we would be facing about 40 shadow men right now.
It's hard to tell how many are here, but the mass looks big enough for like 10, 15.
Yeah, right. Made a good move.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? That's all I'm saying.
You cast Detect Magic. The door radiates, the vault door itself radiates with powerful magic, but nothing else here does.
Yeah. It's all clear,
presumably.
Maybe the shadows have some faint, like, conjuration magic hanging about them, but that's just the death rattles of the magic that created the shadows.
Do we know what kind of magic the door radiates with? Or just your basic?
Leo, you're able to identify as you guys are walking...
magic.
As you guys are walking closer, Leo, you're able to identify evocation magic, so the magic that governs lightning bolt or fireball, basically a release of energy magic.
Is trapped as shit.
You're able to detect a faint necromantic aura about
it. Kill us.
Okay. An abjuration aura. Abjuration alters the nature of things. So turn wood to stone, make something lighter than it should be, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that would be it. The three different types.
Well, why don't I, because presumably it's trap. It's only able to be passed by, you know, certain people with the right code. But if I make myself look like Eaton, if that does anything.
Sure.
I'll alter self to look like Eaton.
While he's doing that, I'm going to give you this spell that I got given by someone. I might be handy.
Yeah, how long does alter self last?
I could try and disable it, but let's just see his plan.
Yeah, because then if Greg Piss is dead,
it's all right.
Yeah.
I stand back. Just stand back.
We stand around. We get back behind the corner of the corridor. Back behind the barricade.
Just like, yeah, you just...
It lasts for 10 minutes per level. How many levels of
Seven,
part,
I think.
Yeah, so...
Yep, seven.
70 minutes.
Sweet. Alter self. Walk up to the barricade. It's me, Eaton. Let me through.
You could pass through the barricade. It's the vault doors.
All right. Well, I'll go to the vault door.
The vault doors have two massive, what do you call them?
Vault handle spinny
bits. Yeah, like a handle spinny bit. And then six different combination sets on it.
I'm just going to whisper. Like, not even whisper. You just, like, talk to Periwinkle. He's dead. He's dead.
I didn't know there were combinations. But, like, whatever. I'll just go up to it and touch it, see if it responds to my touch.
It feels warm, faintly warm to the touch. It doesn't do anything.
If he does anything, he's dead.
So there's combinations?
Yeah, there are
like,
six
like
combinations.
Numerical
lots.
Combinations?
Like a combination of what? Numerical
ones. Probably lit a cigarette.
Yeah, lit a cigarette, having a sneaky one.
Can I put my ear up to it and start turning combinations?
Like
try and hear a click.
Smoke as Leo.
I'll turn back to you guys, give you the finger, keep going.
You can pick locks, but you're not very good at it. You can certainly attempt it, but I'm going to tell you here and now, your character is very well aware that it's probably beyond his ability.
All right.
See what he wants.
Do we tell him that we have the spell yet that opens the doors?
Even I could try and have a quick gander at this, because it's basically a lock. Like, I could try this, but like I'm curious to see what happens.
Yeah, me too. Is there anything else other than the combinations?
No, nothing else.
I'll just turn back. Right, it doesn't work like I thought it does.
Oh, you could give the like handle to go, see if it opens.
Yeah, go on.
Greg Piss is stupid,
give
but he's
the
not
handle
that stupid.
To go.
I'll turn back to them and be like, yeah, right.
Have you tried turning it off and on?
Yeah, well, real funny. Come on. Get
all
off
right.
your asses. Put
finish
that cigarette
my,
out.
Finish my
Come
smoke
on.
And just
whistle on driver. Have a look at the locks. Can I unlock this?
Well, I'll make you...
Like a knowledge arcana locks.
Well, there's locks obviously arcana. Some magic element to the door. The magical element is a bit beyond you. You can make out a faint line of like magical text around just the edge of the door. The magical text is some sort of spell of protection. Mm-hmm. You think potentially the spell might have some sort of effect of like if you're trying to open the door and you do not own what is beyond you, the door can tell that. But you don't know what it does.
Like,
when
like
it...
a Gringotts vault in Harry Potter.
I'll be like,
the door knows if you own what is beyond it, and you're not sure, but you're not sure what it does when it finds out.
Right. Does not. What does Knock do, the spell?
It,
does that negate everything, or just unlock it?
It just unlocks magical or mundane locks.
It won't get rid of the traps.
It won't get rid of any traps.
All right. I'm going to use the Knock and see what happens. Does the magic change? Maybe make
you
it easy.
Read aloud.
Oh, yeah. We're standing back again.
Yeah, stand back, boys.
The arcane spell. The six different combinations spin of their own accord, and one after the other, you hear click, 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 and massive like a bolt sliding on the other side of the door.
Right. Still magic? Like, do I detect
You can
magic?
Still detect magic, yeah.
So it's still the traps are all still activated.
Yep.
Cool. Right, door's unlocked, but let's see what happens.
Do I think it'd be fooled by my alter self? I assume I still look like Eaton. I haven't changed that. Like, can I
You
just...
don't know traps, so you don't know this... Oh, actually...
I'll explain what it
well,
is.
Well, once you point out the magic sigil, you don't think alter self will fool it. A use magic device check, which both you and Pierce can attempt.
Mm-hmm.
So a use magic device check. Basically, what you're doing is you're tricking a magical item into thinking something. So okay. Easy ones are like you trick a magical item into being like, hey, I'm a wizard, or hey, I'm lawful good. More complicated ones are like, hey, I'm an orc, or hey, I'm Damien Eaton.
Well, I've got 13 in use magical device. What are you rocking?
That's a good question. I have.
Can I intimidate the door?
You growl at the door, but it doesn't seem to notice.
I have a try, boys.
Sorry.
I think I've disabled more magical devices in my time.
Right. If you want to have this, if you want to try and use this, whatever.
I'll crack my knuckles. Go up to it and be like, yo, yo, it's me, Damien Eaton. Don't even think about it.
You grab the left or the right handle?
Left.
Left?
Use magic device. Let's see how we do it.
You grab it.
Yeah.
And turn it. It tick, 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 clock.
Sweet. Right, that's one done.
Mm.
On to the nexty. All right.
It's me again, Damien Eaton.
Everyone, it's me, Damien Eaton. Don't think too hard.
You forget to say, you're in your exuberance, you forget to say it's me, Damien Eaton.
I'm just like, it's me. It's me.
You grab the second one, and when you grab it, it feels impossibly cold to the touch.
Fucked up.
No, you don't let go. You mime to letting go, but you don't.
Fucked up.
Your hands become frozen to the door, and ice starts to come along, or it starts to chill up your arms.
Someone crack my hands off this. Right. Hey, ow.
You take 3 points of damage.
Right.
I grab Greg Pierce around the waist and I pull until his hands snap off.
No.
Because I figure the ice is like cauterized the wound and you can heal him.
I can't.
Oh. Oh boy.
So you begin to pull at him?
I resist.
Before I do that, I'm like, if I pull him up in his hand shadow, you can heal him, right?
No, not at all. No one can.
Who's the healer?
He is.
I couldn't even heal this.
Can you heal without
hands?
Okay, I'm
going to say a round has passed while you guys are having this conversation.
I can't
take another point of damage. The ice is
hand back's very difficult, all right?
Use
just
magic.
Pry my fingers away.
Use magic item. I try and turn the thing.
Oh, no.
You're Damien Eaton.
I'm so Damien Eaton.
You grab, turn, tick, 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 clock. The effect on Greg Pierce.
I'm holding on to Greg Pierce's face.
The effect on Greg Pierce immediately ends, and the door
slowly starts
to swing forward. Hot tip for those of you playing at home: if you'd pulled at him, I would have broken off both his hands.
I kind of knew that you would
then
have.
I wouldn't have been able to do
I thought
magic,
you could heal.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
Because don't I need my fingers?
Yeah.
So you couldn't have healed.
Oh. Some magic you could have still done.
Could you have healed yourself?
I know. No, I can't put a hand back. I have to find a cleric for that.
Ooh, yep.
As a man who's lost many limbs.
I'm glad I then started to think and checked if you could heal.
No.
Although, would have been funny to just rip Greg Piss's hands off.
A fight where you're grabbing me around the waist, I'm kicking you in the face while you try and pull me off the thing.
I think I'd win that fight.
Yeah, in the end, I'd have no hands, but you'd have a nasty bruise.
I would have broken your fucking hands.
Sorry, I couldn't let you do that, Adam.
Sick pleasure in that as well. Oh, I know you would have.
The vault door opens to a very small, simple room. It's maybe 15 feet by 10 feet. The room is tiny compared to the door that's guarding it. In the room is a table, and on the table are three bags. One of them you recognize as the bag that you were originally after, that the orc chieftain was holding aloft. The other two bags look like they might also be magic bags, but they're not ones that you specifically are after.
Right.
The bags all look similar?
They do look kind of similar, yeah.
Don't you dare.
I was going to be... So, Periwinkle, do you want to grab the bags?
Sure. Wait, can you do the thing where you work out if they've got poisons on them?
Detect magic again?
You detect magic? The room detects with no magic. Neither does the door.
No magic, apparently.
I grab the bag that I recognize from the orcs.
You step into the room, and when you step into the room, you feel like you've walked through a waterfall.
Something weird happened when I walked in. Check it out.
I walk through.
Same thing. You have a feeling like you've walked through a waterfall. And both of you, actually, I should say, feel a little different. Like, something's changed, but you're not sure what.
Does he look different?
Neither of you look different. It just feels taller. It's this nagging feeling that something's changed.
I stay out of the room.
All right.
By the vault door. Just in case.
Saturday steps through.
I want one of the Thursdays to stay with Greg Piss.
Both of the Thursdays stay with Greg Piss. They give you sour looks, Piss.
I give him a sour look back.
Saturday steps through and he says, I feel fine.
I give him a sweet look.
You feel fine?
I felt that weird water thing, but I feel fine inside. Both of you look normal, he says.
Right.
I don't feel normal. You don't feel normal.
Right.
How do they look to me?
Like,
they look. Nothing looks like it's changed.
I want to say, does Zammit know, maybe? Is it about alignments? Because Zammit's thinking, like, what is this, me and Periwinkle? Oh, we're evil.
No, I'm not evil. Counted good.
Well, none of you have spells to detect alignments, so while you guys can suspect things, you cannot prove it.
Right. Okay.
One of you touch the bags, how about?
Yeah. Well, do you want to grab the one we know and I'll grab the other two?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Saturday, cover me.
All right.
I, like, whisper to one of the Thursdays, be like, if they become werewolves or whatever, you wonder, just shutting the door, yeah?
You wander up to the table and consider the bags, but you feel it would be wrong to steal.
I don't
Perhaps
steal them.
There's a better way to do this.
I don't want to steal them.
What the fuck? What do I feel?
Do you walk up and try to steal?
Yeah.
You feel like really bad. Both of you, well, actually not both of you.
Because I love stealing.
You, Periwinkle, you look back on like a bunch of things that you've done to get here after like considering taking them and you're like, oh man, I killed all those people.
Saturday.
Hmm?
Try to take the bag.
Saturday wanders up and he's like, well, I don't know, could we... Surely there's like, this, you know, another way to do this.
What's wrong? What's going on? Pick up a bag.
Can you pick up the table? Can I pick up the table?
I pick up the table.
You can, you can flip over the table if you want.
No, don't flip it. Just pick it up.
Oh, yeah, you can lift the table.
Let's move the table out of this fucking vault.
You begin to suggest that, and you're like, you don't even finish that sentence. You're like,
let's just put it
theft
down.
Theft is wrong.
What's wrong?
I've got
an idea.
That thieving is wrong, Greg?
Never in my
life. If your idea helps you steal, you don't say whatever you're thinking.
Adam, can I mage hand?
Mage hand can, yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Before you mage hand,
right?
Can you try to come in the room? I want to see what happens to you when you try to take this bag. Because I don't want to, and neither does Leo.
Well,
and neither
what if
does Saturday.
I go in the room and then I don't want to? Let me try this first, idiot. Except my mage.
Do you want to mage hand the right later. Bag, I assume?
Yeah.
The highs or lows?
Highs.
So.
This is weird.
The correct
highs.
What is your?
Yeah, you lift the correct bag and draw it towards you.
I bring it.
You've got it.
We're very different.
Right. I got the right bag. I close the vault door.
You do realize the two Thursdays are out with you.
I'll fight them. That's fine. I close the vault door.
We make a run for it.
He closes the vault door.
Initiative. Fuck. You go to initiative.
Oh, gracious.
I knew it was coming.
Greg Piss, motherfuckers.
I knew it was coming. And my Thursdays gut you like a fucking fish.
Oh, God. And now it becomes a worry.
Oh, I should have broken his fucking hands when I had the chance.
You should have. Yeah. Then he wouldn't be able to do this.
I'm slippery. But slippery.
I trusted him in a bad moment where I forgot that Jackson and Greg Pierce aren't the same person.
That's pretty similar.
Yeah, they are, but I wouldn't break Jackson's hands.
All right. Man. So, Pierce, you put your hands around the vault door and you begin to close it. It's nearly shut. And Leo, if you want, you can try to duck through, but it's going to be a reflex save. And if you fail the reflex save, you're going to get crushed on the door. And I'm going to let you know you have 5 hit points left.
What kind of reflex? What kind of... This is the end of Leo.
It's not going to be an easy check. You got a decent reflex save, but it's not going to be an easy check.
Do I know if he closed the door, we're dead? Like, there's no exiting this.
Now, on the other side of the door, there's, like, the mechanisms that control the door.
Can I?
You don't know the magic about this, but certainly if it's just a mechanical issue, you can unlock it from the inside.
Can I throw a dagger through the closing door and get him?
Can I be him as the door's closing too?
If you be him, you'll be being your friends as well. Thursday and Thursday.
That's a moral quandary.
That's true, because the bees are just...
Bees are equal opportunity enemies.
Mm. Can I throw a dagger at him?
You can definitely throw a dagger.
Sick. What one does the most damage? A charged venom or a thunder?
The venom thing will fuck him up, like, over time.
Yeah.
And it'll weaken him. But the charged one will do more damage.
Charged.
You hurl that.
I wish I had, like, extra, like, abilities. Like, and I make sure it's a kiss. Like, whatever the fuck is. Like,
whatever I've got to do.
Oh, wait.
Can Greg piss see my face? Can I intimidate him into not moving?
Barely. Oh. Just barely. The dagger slips easily into your thigh, Pierce.
Oh, suck a dick.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to straight up kill him. I'm with you there.
I think I don't stop pushing.
There it is.
I'm going to rip his ribs out and play him like drums.
Nah.
You know what's funny? Imagine if I've got the wrong bag. Go ahead and put it past me.
Did you say you got the right bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah, like, there's always
Well, no, he got the one we recognized. What if the weapon
He got the one on the right.
Oh, no, I got the... No, he went for the right one, yeah.
Oh, sorry. He went the one on the right.
Were the other two trap bags?
Pierce, yeah, you feel an awful pain shooting up your leg, and then everything goes black.
Oh, God. Fucking damn it.
You're on -1 hit point.
Yes! God.
Got him!
Damn it.
I'm assuming the two Thursdays just open the door now and attack.
Yeah, we'd leave initiative almost immediately. The two Thursdays, like, grab the door before it closes and pull it back open.
Pull it back open, fucking dear.
Right.
Tie him up.
Yep, tie him up. Take his loot, take everything.
Yeah, take literally
theft
everything.
Theft is wrong.
Open. Huh?
Both of you are like, theft is wrong.
But we've come back out of the vault.
Oh, you walk back out?
Yeah.
Theft is fine.
Because he's got the bag.
So whatever.
I take the bag.
Hang on, Hang on a second. First off, tie him up.
Tie him up.
I'm going to use Mage Hand. Grab the other two bags.
Can I get a highs or lows twice?
Highs and highs.
I've already stepped out of the vault by this stage.
Yeah, we're all out of the
vault. One of the bags is too heavy for Mage Hand. You can only get another one of the bags.
All right, grab that.
Do you want one with a red buckle or with blue lining?
Red buckle.
Red buckle? Okay.
Red buckle is a good name.
It's the name of my dad.
So you get the one with the red buckle and you get the one that you assume is the correct one.
I'm going to kill you.
All right, so...
Look, oh, does anyone stabilize Pierce, or do you just leave him to bleed out?
I'm not going to stabilize him. I'm not...
Or do you roll him into the vault and close the vault door on him?
Up to... I'm like, Periwinkle, like... Hang on, I might be in Grand Pierce. Periwinkle?
I don't know how to heal people, Leo.
Do we want to just...
You could just stabilize him to stop him from bleeding out and dying.
I can stop him to... So he's not
You
dead.
Know what? Like, between the Thursday, and Saturday, they, like, stabilize him, and then if you guys want, you can just kill him.
Yeah.
This option at least leaves him not bleeding out while you're deciding.
All right. First off,
meeting. We tie him up, too.
He's not going to wake up anytime soon, but yeah, sure, you tie him
up. I want to get that other... Like, I almost want to get that other...
The blue lining one?
Blue lining one.
We can't steal it if we're in the room. Something happens, it means we can't take stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not strong enough to do the weird spell thing you do.
Yeah. Can I just, like... And then detecting magic, I can't detect magic in the room at all.
Within the room? No, there's no magic going on as far as you can
tell. Can I use my knowledge arcana at all to be like, is there a way to break this puzzle, or am I just banging my head against the brick wall here?
You test the waters by putting your hand in and out of the vault. You're trying a bunch of different things. And your best guess is that maybe there's some sort of anti-magic zone, but a very, like, small one that's blocking your detect magic. And then there's magic that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't see it through the zone of anti-magic.
Okay.
If there is a zone of anti-magic, it's beyond anything you can
do. Right. Can I get, like, a grappling hook?
Uh-huh.
Some rope. Hurl it in.
Lasso it.
Like, not, like, the bag, but the desk.
The table.
And drag the desk towards me.
Well, you're probably not strong enough to drag it, but with Periwinkle and such, you can drag the table so that it's...
Can we then tip the table at the door so that the bag falls out of the door?
The table's probably a bit too heavy to finagle it like that. One of you is going to have to, like, because the vault door, like, is big.
Yeah,
one of you is going to have to, like, reach in and just kind of grab at it.
Yeah, we do that.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Who's going first, by the way?
As in to grab it?
Yeah, to grab it.
Oh, he's got longest reach.
Probably
Periwinkle.
Reach. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go first then.
It's a bit too far for you, Periwinkle. Without actually putting yourself into the vault and then not being able to steal.
I've got an idea.
Pick me up.
Yeah, can I hold Leo out?
Then you would just proper be in and stealing is wrong.
Can I just maybe use the grappling hook and kind of grab the bag and push the bag forward? You know what I mean? Like, just kind of maneuver it just to be like, I just don't want Damien Eaton to have this.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Maybe it's a dragon.
You miss with your first throw of the grappling hook, and after you've thrown the grappling hook just one time,
I give it one more. I give it one more try, and if that fucks up, like fair enough, throw it in.
All right.
On the second go, you loop it loosely around one of the bag straps, and you're able to drag it closer and then out.
So we have all three bags.
There you go.
I'm gonna take the bag that we came for.
I'll put these in my backpack.
All right, and I'll look after this one.
That's just a regular backpack, right?
My backpack, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all right. I forgot if any of you had like a...
Nah.
Putting a magic bag in a magic bag is not good.
No, it's got a regular backpack.
Cause explosions.
Now, right.
Peace.
Two options. Problem. We the put him in the vault and shut the door. The only thing that makes me really wary is this is Greg Piss we're talking about, and I'm worried that if we just leave here with him, he will find a way to just
fuck
escape.
Us?
So part of me is like, lock him in the vault, and if he gets out of the vault, bully for him.
Will he try and... How will he wake up? Will he wake up? Do we know how he'll wake
up? Because he's been stabilized, eventually if you leave him, he will wake up. It'll take like a day to sleep off at least some of his wounds.
So here we go.
By which stage we're long gone?
He's got 24 hours. Like, do we hate him enough to kill him? Is my question.
Well... Part of me wants to lock him in the vault but break his arms and legs before we do that.
I'm happy to do that.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of
you
the
okay,
whole
Jack? How you going?
I'll be alright.
I'm not a huge fan
of
like
break my arms and legs.
Like,
you did betray
no,
us.
No, like it's fair. Like,
yeah. Like I'm not a huge fan of like killing people. They're like innocent, but Greg Pierce is not innocent. Like, he fucked us good.
You wanna kill him?
I didn't not say that, but like...
Do you want to kill him now or do you want to kill him later? If we carry him with us, is it going to be really hard to get out of here dragging him with
I'm
us?
I'm saying put him in the vault. Lock the door.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
He gets out, that's on...
That's good on him. Yep. He gets out. He has to then escape Eaton's castle again by himself.
Chuck him in the vault.
We put him in the vault.
You roll him into the vault and close the doors on him.
Just before I close the doors... I want to throw a bee capsule into the vault.
That'll kill him.
Oh, no, it will. Yeah,
I want to take his loot, though. Like,
you mean my L-O-O-T or my L-U-T-E?
I meant L-U-T-E, but also everything you've got.
That's hand over your character sheet and feel free to take whatever you want.
Everything.
Can I also, before we roll him in there, put my thumb through his fake eye that the sabers can see and just pop it out? Just fuck that eye up with my hand.
It pops out as if it were like a glass
bang,
eye.
Bang, crush it in my hand. Well, then I don't want the sabers coming to rescue you.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Because you're indebted to them or something like that.
I'll leave you your blanket.
Thanks, man.
What's he got? Good shit?
No, the eye rolls around madly in your palm before you crush it.
We'll keep some
throw
of these
that
stuff.
In the vault, too.
Yeah. All right.
I will sort this out later. Put all that in my bag. Keep your blanket. Jeez, off we man. Go.
Hey, Thursday. Remember how you always wanted to learn the lute when you retired?
Aye, I remember that.
Have this lute.
That's reinforced. He can use that as a weapon. That was my, like my weapon.
Fucker's heavy, he says, hefting the lute. Is it like,
you're
is
a strong
metal?
Fella. You're a strong metal? Fella, Thursday.
Like, you've died a lot in games. I don't think we've ever fucked you over.
I'm excited, though. Yeah. This is, like, my favorite position to be in.
And, we shut the vault.
Yeah, shut the vault. Lock the door. Can I reset those traps?
You have no idea how to do it.
We just leave.
Are they still set, though, when we... Do they automatically...
When you close the door, you hear thunk, thunk, click, 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 like everything relocks.
Well, I would say I didn't see that coming, but I did, and it still happened anyway. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I'm like... Yeah.
Speaking of not seeing things coming... You look back down the corridor past the security checkpoint and you see roughly 20 halflings, all of them, well, you especially, Periwinkle, who have had dealings with the halfling underground or have, like, arrested members of the halfling underground, recognize quite easily the Shorefoot family. But are these newcomers friend or foe? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.